Joining us now for our country catch-up, as I mentioned, the president of the Scone Thoroughbreds, the footy club there, the rugby league club, Group 21 they play in there, and Tom Hagan joining us. Morning, Tom. How are you?
Morning, Jared. I'm good, mate. How are you boys going?
Very well, mate. Great to have you on the show. So tell us firstly, before we get into the footy side, the build-up to Scone Cup Day there on Friday, considering, of course, that the town couldn't host it last year.
Yeah, mate, it's there's a real buzz around the joint at the moment. Of course, the races were on last year, but no one was allowed to attend, so we all thought I'd have little backyard parties and all that sort of stuff. But you boys will see it on Thursday. The horses are out in town. The Thoroughbred Hotel there has just got this amazing wooden monument made up of where a very talented man with a chainsaw has carved a Thoroughbred head, which just looks $1 million. And the town's buzzing. We've got a big week. Boys, we treat it like Christmas. There's the Scone High School have a big sports trivia night tomorrow night, and then you boys with the golf day and the luncheon on Thursday, and then we're into her on Friday.
Tom, are there any restrictions now in regards to COVID, and how many people are you expecting?
Oh, Clarkie, that's a bit of my pay grade, mate, but I don't think there is any I don't think there is any restrictions. I think she's a bit of a free-for-all. The cup itself, I think generally there's about a 10,000 10,000 attendance, which for a town of 4,500 people is massive.
Yeah, it's big. You can't get a hotel room. I know that. The amount of people who try and get one. And if you haven't booked 12 months in advance, you're no hope.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. But that's the way we love it. It's just great for the local industry in town, and everyone gets in and supports it. And I think you see the same sort of guys turning up every year with their punters clubs and that, which is just terrific.
What about the Scone Thoroughbreds, mate? How are they travelling this year? And what was it like last year with COVID? Did you guys get to play last year, or was it just canned?
No, we didn't. Loz, our junior league play, but the senior league, it was just too hard. There was going to be all sorts of restrictions where they were sort of going to have 100 people, including the players, per game. So you would have had our league tag play, and then they have to leave, and then 18s come and play, and then they leave. So it just wasn't going to work, but anyway, we're onwards and upwards. It's 2021, we're looking all right. We went down on the weekend, but sort of we had an undefeated season in 2019 in our first grade, and our ladies' league tag are always very dominant. So I'm sure hopefully we can get things back on track. We actually play Aberdeen, which is our local rivals, only 10 minutes down the road on Thursday night before the cup, which is a really good one. We get that out of the way, and then all the boys can play up for the weekend.
I was about to ask you, Tom, because that's happened for a number of years where you play Aberdeen the night before the Scone Cup. But how are your numbers, mate, generally throughout the grades? Were you knocked around through COVID? Did you get most of those players back?
We have. At Scone, personally, we've done pretty well with our numbers. We always seem to kick away all right. We're very fortunate. We've got a really good junior league club at Scone there, and they sort of just keep producing the good players for us to enjoy up in senior league. I think a few of the rival clubs in the competition are battling a bit, but hopefully we've got a few things in place to get everything back to the way it was.
Is it just five teams there in Group 21, do I see? Five clubs?
Yeah, so it's five first grade sides, and then there's eight reserve grade teams. I think there might be six ladies league tag, and the sad one is there's only three under 18 sides at the moment. Which hopefully we can get our junior league, like Musselbrook's probably the big one. That's a decent sized town that really should be producing under 18s every year, and they haven't got a side this year, which is really disappointing. But hopefully we can get it all sorted for next year.
Yeah. Hey Tommy, we see where the NRL are now taking games to the bush. Would Scone or somewhere up around that region be able to handle an NRL game?
Oh, Loz, I don't know whether our facilities size-wise would handle it. Just being honest, like obviously we'd love to have one at Scone. Musselbrook's probably got the biggest grandstand type of setup, but I just feel like they probably have to be a bit of infrastructure set up to get it up to that standard.
And tell us, Tom, your background. Are you born and bred, obviously, in the area?
Yeah, born and bred in Scone, and just a battler who loves a punt and a game of footy, and that's about it. I had a couple of years up in Innisfail, up in North Queensland, playing footy out there, and met my wife up there, but other than that, she's been mainly at Scone my whole life.
It's a wonderful game, isn't it? It's good community support as well when you play rugby league. And being up there in Scone, it's a strong rugby league sort of town and area. So what's the community feel up there with the football team?
Oh, it is, Laurie, and you know what it's like being a bush boy. The the town sort of embraced the football club and all the sporting organisations. We're really fortunate. Obviously, we're a big horse stud industry. We've got huge support from Arrowfield and Yarraman Park and places like that, which is just it's just community ownership, which is that's the fortunate part of for us. And I think you find that in most bush towns. And the kids grow up, like my young fella's 8, and you see him around the first grade boys and the under 18s boys. They just look up to him and absolutely love it, and hope to one day be first grade footballers for their hometown. And that's where I think it's so important that we do pull our finger out and make sure that bush footy survives, because it does play an important role in our smaller towns, I think.
Yeah, it plays a huge role, no doubt about that. So just lastly, Tom, sell it to us that anyone who hasn't been to this week in Scone for Scone Cup on Friday, give us the big sell, mate.
No, I mean, it's like Christmas, mate. it really is. I think we have a group of us go in the marquee there, and honestly, it's a little bit pricey, but the best, you turn up at 11 o'clock, you're walking into oysters and champagne and big ribeye for lunch and beer and champagne all night, and then you have dinner and there's a band and leave at about 11 o'clock at night. It's absolutely beautiful, boys. Yeah. You just can't beat it. But if you haven't done it, get it on the bucket list, and then they can tell me how good it was.
And yeah, it's just such a picturesque track too, isn't it? With the, you know, it's I love how it's got this sort of the elevated on the side there, so you can see everything on the track.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously we've the area's battled with drought for the last 4 or 5 years, but the last 18 months have been absolutely terrific weather-wise, so you'll never see the area in better nick.
Good, Tom. It's been great to have you on the show, mate. Appreciate your time and enjoy your week there.
Thanks, boys. I'll catch you over on Thursday anyway. We'll have a hit of golf.
Beautiful. Sounds good, mate.
See you, boys.